This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Landry Locker, John Lopez playing the hits here on In the Loop. And we're 8 days away from training camp. We have the Landry Locker preseason AFC South team. We'll revisit that in the noon hour. But there were seven Texans on the team. Quarterback Deshaun Watson. Wide receiver Nuke Hopkins, defensive end Jadeveon Clowney, defensive tackle DJ Reader, much of the dismay of John Lopez, J.J. Watt, Benardrick McKinney, and Justin Reed.
I mean,
Reed.
We're just being fair here. Deshaun Watson, we all want to be all pro, all MVP, everything. But you can't, based on what last year was and what this year looks to be, you can't put Deshaun Watson ahead of Andrew Luck. And you cannot put DJ Reader ahead of Jarrell freaking Casey, man. Four-time Pro Bowler. Yeah, you can't do that. Can't do it.
I did it. I did it. And I probably should have put Jarrell Casey ahead of Calais Campbell because I put Calais Campbell. Well, just
Calais
Campbell's
more of an end to me.
Calais Campbell is more of an end, but he'll line up at the three tech every once in a while. So I put him at defensive tackle just because I wanted to put J.D. Clowney and J.J. Watt on the end. But we'll get to that, the landlocked preseason AFC South team in the noon hour. Speaking of the NFL, today, John Lopez, 50 days from today, the NFL regular season begins. Thursday night football, Packers versus Bears, 50 days from now. That's a little over 7 weeks. I cannot believe we're actually saying that, but it's going to be here before we know it. And as I've said, ad nauseum, 8 days away till training camp.
Well, that's the main number because that's when it gets real, and that's when you feel like you're finally in football season, right? Once you get to see the crack of the pad, so to speak.
Darius Leonard of the Indianapolis Colts, he's on the landlocked team. Spoiler alert. He says his goal this season is to get 200 tackles, 10 sacks, be the NFL's defensive player of the year, be an all-pro, and the Super Bowl MVP. Quite a lofty set of goals for a linebacker who we consider one of the best in the game and a guy who was a first-team all-pro as a rookie. He might be getting a little bit ahead of himself there.
Looking up, what was the tackles leader last year?
He was up there because he had over 150, I believe. So he was up there. But yeah, he's trying to get 200. I don't know that anyone had 200 tackles. If that's what you're trying to check on, Ed Oliver,
yeah, Darius Leonard had 163. He led.
Yeah, he led the league. So he's going to have 37 more tackles. Seems a little bit tough. Ed Oliver of the Buffalo Bills. He was asked about pressure heading into his rookie season. Pretty good quote from Ed Oliver. He said, "Quote: There's no pressure as long as I get better at something." He told this to the Buffalo News. "I'm a young guy. I don't know left from right as far as the NFL is concerned. So as long as I get better and take it day by day, step by step, I'll be all right."
I heard a great quote yesterday watching that's very, very much along this same lines on America's Got Talent. I was watching America's Got Talent last night, and one of the little girls, the singer that got the golden buzzer, somebody asked her about being nervous. This is a profound quote for a 15-year-old. She said, "Nervousness and excitement are the same thing. It's just how you handle it that's different."
I feel like I've heard that before.
Have you? I maybe I have, but I couldn't remember. That's a great thing to kind of go.
She said that on America's Got Talent?
Yeah, nervousness and excitement are the same thing. It's just how you handle it.
How old was she?
15.
Someone told her that for sure.
Whenever my kids used to act about like they were nervous for a test, and I still say this, you know, to kids, there's no reason to be nervous if you know you're prepared. Like if you go into a test and you're like, "I know freaking everything about this. Bring it on, pencils ready." It's just like, you know, like speaking in public or this show. You know, or television or whatever it is you're doing, a presentation at work. If you not say you're prepared, not think you're prepared, know you're prepared. There's nothing to be nervous about.
You know what my philosophy was when I take a test?
What's that?
There's nothing to be worried about as long as the person next to you is prepared. As long as there's one form of the test.
Shout out to Texas Tech.
Yeah, as long as there's one form of the test. you'll be all right. Eric Ebron, this Jamoke is upset with his Madden rating. This guy's had one quality year in the NFL, 13 mm-hmm. touchdowns last year for the Indianapolis Colts, and he is upset with his Madden rating, which is an 86, which I think is beyond fair for Eric Ebron. Just to put in perspective, Travis Kelce has a 96. Zach Ertz has a 93. Delanie Walker mm-hmm. has a 92. Jordan Reed has an 88. Trey Burton, 87. Jared Cook, 87. Why would Eric Ebron have an issue with his Madden rating? Now, Deshaun Watson being an 82, that's a disgrace. He should probably be an 87, 88. Eric Ebron, he should be throwing a party that he's an 86, especially when drop is in there too, and he drops a lot of passes.
I think he's basing it just on last year, right? But that's not how they do Madden ratings.
Usually.
They do it just on the one previous year?
Pretty much, sometimes, yeah.
Well, then he probably does deserve more than an 86.
He's an 86.
He led the league in touchdowns for tight end.
He can't block. He drops the ball a lot. Like Madden is like a complete thing. Like they rank you on everything. Eric Ebron's not a complete.
What's Mike Meltzer's Madden rating?
Mike Meltzer
for a radio host. Let's go with.
What are we doing right now?
All right, here we go.
What are we doing?
You
right
made
now?
Me think about it. It's your fault.
The sports are complicated and not that linear.
Preparation is one category.
Okay. I'm gonna let you make these rankings. I'm staying out. I'm not trying to piss off any of my coworkers.
Talent.
Oh my gosh.
Where
is this going, Figgy?
Humor.
Oh.
And then overall.
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm asking you. I asked the question.
Go ahead.
What is Mike Meltzer's Madden rating as a radio host?
Why are you doing this?
Because it's fun. Preparation.
84.
Sounds about right. Talent.
84.
Humor.
37.
37. Overall.
84.
That's fair. He's a little behind Eric Ebron.
You want to keep doing this? I might be enjoying this a little
bit.
What is
Sean Pendergast's
Madden rating? Why don't you give it?
Sean's
Madden
rating?
Since I had to give one, why don't you not? Instead of just laying me out there to be the a-hole, why don't you give a rating? No, have Figgy do this. Figgy, you got to play. We each got to rank
Figgy,
one person.
Figgy, you do us.
I'll do
Sean.
And Figgy does us?
Figgy does us.
Oh, God.
Preparation for Sean.
93.
Are you doing the list or am I?
I'm just suggesting. It's like Price is Right. You don't have to take my suggestion. I'm in the crowd.
All right. Preparation.
Got to be in the 90s.
Considering where he works, I'm going to say 97.
All right. Whatever, dude.
Talent.
Oh, he's up there. He's got to get at least an 89.
88. 90. I'm going to say 88.
88.
It's hard to get a 90, just sure talent, because he's a self-made man. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Humor. 80. Would you have a problem with 86?
See, the thing about Sean's humor is I'm not saying that it's not high. I'm just saying.
I don't think he shows it enough.
He also secludes his audience a lot with some of the jokes he tells.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a lot of it's like shows that a lot of people don't watch. Mm-hmm. So I think it's I think his pop culture knowledge would be a 96, but sometimes the humor, he makes jokes that sometimes seclude people who don't watch certain shows.
Excludes.
Yeah, excludes.
So I just think he's hilarious. I don't think he shows it enough necessarily on his show. So preparation 97, talent 88, humor 86. Overall, I'm going to give him a 92. He might well be one of the highest rated, if not the highest rated, Madden rating hosts on our airwaves. Right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Rich?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not going to say.
You're not going to do Rich?
Hey,
do
you guys
I dare you to
hear?
Do Rich.
You dare me?
You brought this up. Go ahead and do Rich.
All right. But
no, you don't want to do it. Don't do it.
All right. Figgy, you got us.
All right,
preparation. Ahead. Talent, humor, overall. I'm going to write these down. So let's do, who do you want to do first?
What are we doing?
Just go in order, and I toss out a number.
All right.
No. Why are we doing this?
All right. Preparation, what's your Madden score?
For John, I will probably say.
Go ahead. You won't hurt my feelings.
I give you a 79.
Come on now. Landry.
I would probably say he up there with Around 95.
95. He's up there with Sean.
Fair.
All right. Talent.
Talent. John, I will say.
He's a great writer. You gotta put
him
way
up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's gotta be like 90.
Yeah. I got him 92. All right. 92. Landry.
Like 80. 79, 80, I think. I don't know. You tell me.
Nah, Landry at 88.
88.
Yeah.
Humor.
Humor, John is 85.
Mm-hmm.
Landry.
It's behind Sean, but I'm not your list. I'll
give him an 80. Landry at 80.
Damn, bro. It's all this fake laughing going on with Figgy. You're learning something every day.
Overall Madden score for Landry and myself.
John, I'm giving John a John at 89.
Mm-hmm.
Landry at 85.
All right.
Okay.
I feel honored.
I'll take it. I'm still young in the game. You can still improve your Madden score.
I don't even want to click over to the message board yet. But
9227 says Rich Lord Vacation 99.
It's a 99.
5995 says, what about Seth? So you got to do Seth now.
Go ahead.
You opened this. You started this.
It's a Madden
rating. We got that football cabin fever here 8 days away from training camp. Go ahead.
So, Seth, Madden rating preparation?
Pretty high. Pretty high, but it's not the same.
I'm going to say 86.
It's
that
high.
Sound fair?
It's
when
high,
they weren't awful,
but the problem
they were
is,
actually pretty
the
good.
The problem with Seth is, and this is just from working with them, the problem with Seth is, a lot of the stuff that he wants to do and that he prepares his ass out for,
they don't get
doesn't
to.
Even make the rundown.
Right.
Like,
right,
it doesn't
right.
make Mike's rundown, so then sometimes he gets kind of discouraged. But his preparation's pretty
good. Talent,
nice.
I'm going to give him a 94 on
he's
talent.
He's a genius. Yeah, he's a smart guy.
On talent.
Yeah.
Humor.
And his vocabulary is – you have a good vocabulary, but Seth's is up there.
Yeah,
Seth's
well, he's a Cornell guy. Humor, I'm gonna couch this kind of like you did with Sean. He's hilarious, but a lot of it goes over people's heads.
Oh, you know why?
Yeah. He's
smart. Because
most
people, let me just tell you this, Seth. Yeah. Let me tell you this, Seth Payne. Can't wait till you come back, by the way. I miss mm-hmm. your voice very much.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing about Seth. My mom's an eighth grade history teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay attention in history class, bro. These, like,
right.
World War jokes and this American Revolution jokes. Who the hell is getting those?
No,
like
what
the top 20 the top 20% of the listening audience?
Yeah, so his humor is there, but you've got to, you know, be in Mensa to get it. So I'm going to say 84. Right?
Right.
If Sean was 86 and I was 85, I'm going to say him 84. I think Sean and I are a little funnier because we're more, you know,
but also Seth's,
topical.
But also Seth's funny. Seth's funny is like can be more entertaining, especially
right,
when
right.
he goes off
so
the rails.
So overall, I'm going to give him a...
He's got to be a 90-something.
I was going to say 90 flat. I'm going to give him a 90.
Yeah, Seth has to be a 90.
Yeah.
That's enough of that. But wait.
What we got to do, Rich? Come on. It's on you. I did Sean.
I'm not doing that.
I did Sean.
I'm not doing that.
I did Sean. I did Seth.
That. I'm not doing
Figgy
that.
Figgy did us.
I'm not doing that.
There's someone missing.
Let's let PaveTex do it. He's on the line.
All
let
right.
him let him do Rich.
Hey, did
I'm
you
not
guys
be the
hear?
Guy. PaveTex, we'll get to what you want to talk about, but first we're going to put you on the spot because you listen to the station more than most. You have to do Rich's Madden rating. So Lopez is going to throw it at you, and then you give the Madden rating.
Are you ready?
Man, y'all guys aren't ready for that Rich Madden rating.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Preparation for Rich.
Preparation for Rich, he'd have to get a 89.
Okay, well, I'm about to hang up, but okay.
No, but what the fans don't understand is that the conversations we have off air, all you guys would be at 99. If
yeah.
we could say all the stuff that we wanted to on air,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
even Rich. Rich, man, I had a great conversation with him at the Pong Bowl tournament.
PaveTex, don't make this about you. This is about Rich. Keep going, man. Keep going.
All right, talent.
Talent? He got to get a 90, man. He's old school. OG, baby.
All right. Humor.
Humor, his humor falls off sometimes, man. His humor will fall off to an 82.
All right.
But I just wanted to tell you guys. All of you guys at the station deserve a 90,
wow.
but I don't work there. I deserve that 99 Hopkins, baby.
Lord.
Man, we're gonna yeah, scratch
I need you to shut the hell up for the immediate
rich.
Future.
Yeah. Okay. You got to do Rich.
Okay. No, I'm not doing it, man. Astros yesterday fall to the Angels 7-2. The bench is clear when Jake Mariznick was hit with the ball in the sixth inning. Lance McCullers was yelling at Albert Pujols. Chaos completely ensued. We'll get a little bit more into that in the noon hour. Speaking of Jake Mariznick, I wanted to get your take on this, OG.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association announced that Jake Mariznick is the Astros 2019 Heart and Hustle Award winner. This is usually voted on at the end of the year by each team, and then the fans, alumni, and active players vote on the overall winner. Craig Biggio has won this twice. What is the point of giving Jake Mariznick this now? Is this just basically to make him feel right about what went wrong with the collision with LaCroix, or what? What exactly is the motivation in the Astros deciding this now?
I think this is 100% what you just said. I think the Astros, we all know Jake Mariznick is a really good dude that made a dirty play. You know, we're not going to relitigate that. You know, he's been suspended. I thought he should have been suspended. Some people didn't. Fine. He's a really good dude is the bottom line. A heart guy, a hustle guy. He deserves this award. But they announced it to just kind of, now I should say,
Hi.
To just kind of reiterate and reestablish, you know, that the fact that we all know he's a good guy. It's very much a public relations production here.
Really, he showed what a great guy he was with this scuffle, the way he handled it. So I think everybody's a big fan of Jake Mariznick. I think even the fans in Los Angeles who were booing him and wanted him to get plunked in the head were fans of him. Buster Olney says, in the next 2 weeks, the Astros should trade for Marcus Stroman of the Toronto Blue Jays. The biggest question, Buster says, is can the Blue Jays get Kyle Tucker from the Astros? It should be noted as well that Kyle Tucker, who came up last year, struggled a little bit. He's been completely raking in Triple A mm-hmm. at a Yordan Alvarez-like level, and he's also been playing some first base. So keep an eye on that.
I just saw a report on projection.
A report.
It wasn't a report.
Breaking news.
Let me correct that. A projection on Twitter that's still saying Trevor Bauer, Figgy. Still saying Trevor Bauer appears to be, you know, the one that that's so funny. The one that the Astros are still having a chance at.
I hope they do. I bring them both in. I love me some Trevor Bauer. Stroman's got some drip, as the kids say as well. Yesterday, Big 12 Media Day, Greg Burks, the Big 12 coordinator official, he was asked about the horns down controversy.
Come on now.
Whether or not it should be a penalty or not. He basically said it's a judgment call. As long as it's not in the direction at an opposing player, you should be okay. But he left it open for interpretation like other unsportsmanlike penalties. This whole thing is Tom Herman's fault. And Tom Herman, after the loss to West Virginia, he brought this up. And this is where all this stupidity and drama about the horns down came from. This is Tom Herman after Texas lost to West Virginia last year.
You know, I also thought that taunting before you cross the goal line meant that it negated a score, too. So I've got to get some, I got to brush up on my rules and get some questions answered.
Come on, bro.
It's comical.
Come on, bro.
It's comical that this is even a thing. You guys know how, and whether it's horns or anything, you know, or OU sucks or the thumbs down for Aggies, anything. If you do it in someone's face to taunt, that should be a penalty. In all other contexts, it should just be college kids having fun.
Horns down is a sign of respect.
If you go to Tom Herman and do the horns down in his face, or even a player or whatever, that's taunting.
Yeah.
Same thing with any other hand gesture from any other team. TCU, whatever.
And I think the commissioner here, Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commish, he drives me absolutely crazy. This guy, I don't want to personally attack the guy, but my God, this guy says some stuff that just makes me cringe. The fact that he's representing the conference. Last year, he made Brecken Hager, the Texans defensive end, apologize for saying OU sucks. He made too much of this horns down thing. It's got to stop. Horns down, OU sucks, all this stuff. It's fun, it's pure, it's part of college football. Just stay the hell out of the way. All you suits, all you morons who are ruining a lot of things in the world, stay away from college football and don't ruin it. Speaking of college football, I want to get your thoughts on this before we have lunch with the Loopholes. What are your thoughts on the clip-on tie? Because Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm, he's getting a lot of flack from SEC Media Days for wearing a clip-on bow tie. OG, your thoughts?
This is a very straightforward, easy answer. Clip-on regular ties is an absolute no. Clip-on bow ties are fine because no one knows how to tie bow ties. Okay. Very few people know how to tie.
Who invented the tie, honestly? Like, I get that they're sharp. Like, what? Is there a more pointless thing than a tie sometimes?
But it just looks good. It's formal wear. It says that you believe you're at an important place.
You're just tying something around your neck.
Yeah, but the connotation is what you're really doing. It's like, yeah, this is important. I'm respecting you.
Okay. I think the clip-on's fine for the bow tie. I'm with you, and I'll take a back seat to the OG there. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not doing the rich thing, loopholes. Like, shut up on the text line. 713-572-46. And I'm not giving you Rich's Madden rating, okay? Maybe you can talk me into it in lunch, though. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Very critical 2 weeks ahead of us in Houston sports. The most critical of 2019. We'll tell you why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.